He's funny.
Oh, yes.
So I have Perla with me.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. Pull up Perla's schedule.
All right. Yeah, I know. She's a busy bee. Mm-hmm.
There's no way she can go today.
I don't. Did you say no?
Who can get a word in? I'm sorry, I didn't mean
I think that's why my finger had really just led me to the disconnect button, because I don't know why that happened.
Ooh.
I would say, yeah, she has no way to get in. Like,
I think why you top my desk right now if I thought it would work. Like,
the only way, and this is, I wouldn't consider this an option, but the only way she could possibly, she can't do anything after 5. Never mind.
And she got stuff to do. She's busy.
Yeah.
I got those people, which is the whole reason why I moved Sophia to 4, and I went to Brandy's.
Oh, shoot. Okay.
So, I got to call him back.
Yeah. I mean, I honestly had said we would start it on Friday because I knew she wasn't going to be able to today, so I was thinking she could do it on Thursday. But, you know, I know he's a pushy guy.
Pushy ain't the word.
He could, okay, this is going to sound terrible, but if he's really that concerned, why isn't he hiring a PR nurse that does
that
initial assessment?
Well, we have Sylvia. Sylvia knows how to do all that stuff. That's up to Rhonda if she wants.
And, I mean, Julie's obviously not working, so
I would check on her.
Julie usually would pick up all this stuff.
Yeah. While I have you on the phone, Perla, did you see that I had just put Rose on your Thursday schedule?
Oh, no, I did not. But thank you.
So that you didn't have to keep, you know, switching the visit over. I'm like, man, let me just put that on there. I forgot
thank
to do that.
That's okay. I was just switching back and forth because I thought Julie was supposed to be back already.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And
I just texted her. I ain't finished with Lady's profile because I don't know why Judy just don't create the profile. Like, Nikki, just stop in here. Get on this site. Do this. Do that.
I know, because he just had me do the
yeah,
the,
something's got to give.
Like, the part, the new thing. I mean, I would just, when you call it back, I would just be like, you know, unfortunately.
I can't be all over the place like this.
Yeah. She's getting pulled in too many different directions, for one. And then, two, also, she is doing Sophia's assessment. That's her last act of the day, so there's no room for her to get anywhere else.
Yeah,
she
has to be right now. I just had 2 people come, and I have a couple more coming.
Okay.
And then I'll leave at 3:30 to go to Sophia's.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, just shoot for Thursday, and that'll be fine. That'll be fine, because I still have to find somebody to go to Bristol. I'm about to ask Nancy Scott.
Who's that?
Bristol.
That's
where
she's at.
This one?
She's in Bristolville.
How far is Bristol? Where is Bristol?
Like, go all the way down. Is it Leavenburg or Parkman Road? Market Street, I think. If you keep going Market Street, I think. Or Champion. They connect. I know that. Champion at some point turns into Bristolville. Ask Rhonda to be sure, but I'm sure if you keep going down Mahoning. What's the address on there? Does it say Mahoning?
Nope. 4825 State Route 45.
Oh, yeah, that's back up in yonder where it's only like one road and a bunch of woods.
Oh, you just made Polo feel very safe.
I got lost over there one time, but you're fine.
I'll put it on my GPS and I'll find it.
Yeah.
No, honestly, you will, but it'll be fine. It's not super far, but I promise. It's not that far. It is far. Like, Route 5 far. Like, you know, if you ever traveled on Route 5, you know, Route 5 is about 3 hours long. It literally, you're going to, because it's nothing but woods. You know, I feel like that's a thick country. So, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. I'll find it. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll find it.
If you put it in 7:30, I can go right after I go to Miss Rose in Austin.
Okay.
That'll work. Yeah.
Okay.
So, if you have a folder for me, say
I'm trying, but, you know.
Did you get that folder ready?
So, I was in the midst of doing the profile, all that. I had talked to the case manager again. because, you know, trying to find out some insurance information, I didn't get that far because my phone rang.
Mm-hmm.
0175, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I called her and she told me her birthday is 75. Ooh,
so that's why I was concerned because the case manager just sent it over. So
yeah, I'm very
proud
of that too.
Okay.
The best I can do is not Judith Moore. I will not defend if he hires a PRN nurse.
I got you.
Not be offended.
I got you.
I'll be checking away by next week.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yes, please.